Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Hapa School Summer Session, Week 1, Day 1. It's our first day today, and I hope you guys are fired up and ready to get this thing started. The clip we're going to use today is from Friends, Season 6, Episode 17 called The One with Unagi. In this clip, Ross explains to Rachel and Phoebe what an unagi is. It's a pretty funny scene, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. Alright guys, are you guys ready to do this? Let's get started. Question of the day. According to Ross, what is unagi? Let's listen to the conversation.
Look, I studied karate for a long time. And there's a concept you should really be familiar with. It's what the Japanese call unagi.
Isn't that a kind of sushi?
No, it's a concept.
Yeah, it is. It's freshwater eel.
All right, maybe it means that too.
Oh, I would kill for a salmon skin roll right now.
You know, fine, get attacked. I don't even care.
Come on, Ross. We're sorry. Please tell us what it is.
Unagi is a state of total awareness. Okay, only by achieving true unagi can you be prepared for any danger that may befall you.
Let's go over the answer. According to Ross, what is unagi? According to Ross, unagi is a state of total awareness. Phrases of the day. Number 1. Look. Ne. Oi. Ano sa. ネイティブが会話をしているときに Look と言ってから話し始めるのを聞いたことはありませんか？直訳すると見てになりますが、日常会話では相手の注意を引く状況で使われ、日本語のねえやおいあのさに相当します。特に自分がこれから言いたいことを相手にしっかりと聞いてほしいときや、相手に何かを提案するとき、またはイラッとしている気持ちを強調させたい時の前置き表現として使われます。例えば、カラオケに行きたくないと言ってるのにしつこく誘ってくる相手に対して、Look, I already told you, I don't wanna go. ねえ、もう言ったでしょ？行きたくないんだ、のように言うことで、行きたくない気持ちを強調することができます。ちなみに、Look の代わりに、Listen ということもでき、意味と使い方は同じです。Look, I'm thinking about studying abroad. ねえ、海外留学を考えてるんだけど。Look, it doesn't hurt to try. ほら、ダメ元でやってみたら。Look, I'm not comfortable talking about that topic. あのさ、その話題について話すのは気が引けるんだ。Number 2. Kill for. 何々がすごく欲しい。直訳で、あるものを手に入れることができるなら何でもするや殺すとなるこの表現は、何かが欲しくてたまらないの意味で使われる口語的な表現です。I really want to 何々をより強調した言い回しで、例えば海外に住んでいて無性に本格的な日本食を食べたくなった時は、I would kill for some authentic Japanese food ということができます。この表現は一般的に、I would kill for または I could kill for の形式で使われ、would と could どちらを使っても大きな違いはありません。kill という単語が含まれていますが、人に失礼な印象を与えるような表現ではないので、誰でも気軽に使えます。I would kill for shaved ice. かき氷がすごく食べたい。I would kill for an opportunity to work abroad. 海外で仕事をする機会があれば本当に嬉しい。I would kill for a raw egg over rice right now. 今、卵かけご飯が無性に食べたい。Repeat after me. Number 1. Look. Look, I'm thinking about studying abroad. Look, it doesn't hurt to try.Look, I'm not comfortable talking about that topic. Number 2. Kill for. I would kill for shaved ice. I would kill for an opportunity to work abroad. I would kill for a raw egg over rice right now. Instantaneous translation. After I say the Japanese sentence, say out loud the English translation.
ねえ、海外留学を考えてるんだけど。
Look, I'm thinking about studying abroad.
ほら、ダメ元でやってみたら。
Look, it doesn't hurt to try.
あのさ、その話題について話すのは気が引けるんだ。
Look, I'm not comfortable talking about that topic.
かき氷がすごく食べたい。
I would kill for shaved ice.
海外で仕事をする機会があれば本当に嬉しい。
I would kill for an opportunity to work abroad.
今、卵かけご飯が無償に食べたい。
I would kill for a raw egg over rice right now. 1 more time.
Look, I studied karate for a long time. And there's a concept you should really be familiar with. It's what the Japanese call unagi.
Isn't that a kind of sushi?
No, it's a concept.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's freshwater eel.
All right, maybe it means that too.
Oh, I would kill for a salmon skin roll right now.
No, fine. Get attacked. I don't even care.
Come on, Ross. We're sorry. Please tell us what it is.
Unagi is a state of total awareness. Okay, only by achieving true unagi can you be prepared for any danger that may befall you.
Awesome work today. So for the record, the word unagi does not mean a state of awareness. This is something Ross completely made up. And my guess is that he probably mixed up the word unagi with another Japanese word. And I think that word is zanshin. As many of you may know, the word zanshin is a term used in Japanese martial arts, and it does mean a state of awareness. So I think he wanted to say zanshin, and he just completely messed it up. I don't know why, but he said unagi instead of zanshin here. They don't even sound alike, so I don't know why he made that mistake. So, I just want to point out the humor in today's clip, what made today's clip so funny, and why so many American people love this particular clip from Friends. At the very beginning of today's episode, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Ross said, I studied karate for a very long time. And instead of saying karate, he specifically said, he emphasized karate. And I think what he wanted to do here was to let Rachel and Phoebe know that he is very knowledgeable about karate. I pronounce the word like a Japanese person. I don't say karate. I say karate because I know a lot about Japanese karate. And so that's how he started out his speech today. And then, of course, he goes on and he just completely messes up. Rachel and Phoebe even calls him out and says, Ross, are you sure it's unagi? Isn't unagi a Japanese fish? Isn't unagi a sushi that people eat in Japan? And he gets a little bit defensive, but he is just very serious about letting them know that unagi is a concept in Japanese martial arts. And what makes this entire episode funny is that he's so serious, right? He says it with such a straight face, and even though Rachel and Phoebe are making fun of him, he doesn't back down. He's dead serious. He really, really believes that unagi is a state of awareness. So this is what makes this particular episode funny. If you guys watch the video, it's even better. The facial expression, the way Ross looks, how confused Phoebe and Rachel looks. Definitely check it out. All right, guys. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed day one and great, great job for getting through our first day. I hope you guys enjoyed our first lesson. We still have a lot of fun episodes coming up, a lot of fun lessons coming up. So let's keep up the great work. Let's keep up the motivation. Let's keep up the energy, and let's keep this thing going. I will see you guys again first thing tomorrow morning. Take it easy, guys. Peace.